The Republican National Convention wrapped up last night with Donald Trump accepting the party's presidential nomination. KUOW's David Hyde and Matt Martin have been in Cleveland all week covering Washington State's delegation. Here are some of the voices they heard.
Well, I'm coming with a heavy heart because right now Donald Trump is our presumptive nominee. And the reason I have a heavy heart is because he's not even a Republican. He's hijacking the Republican Party.
What he's saying is the truth. And I think his authenticity and being sincere, it overcomes perhaps the lack of skills in political language that he's missing.
I believe, and I've been saying for some time, ever since he was our presumptive nominee, that Donald Trump can flip the state. And we know that the soft Democrats are very, very amenable to a Donald Trump presidency. They feel that he speaks for them.
I don't intend to support a neo-fascist, and he doesn't represent any of my limited constitutional values. I will not support Donald Trump because he is antithetical to everything I believe in.
Stand and speak and vote your conscience. Vote for candidates up and down the ticket who you trust to defend our freedom and to be faithful to the Constitution.
I think what disappointed me so much is that we've had a messy, rocky first few days of the convention, and we all knew it. And so when he brought up an old buzzword that we had struggled through and got through together as a party, vote your conscience, I thought, my heart sank, and I thought, this is bad.
Donald Trump does not represent what our founders envisioned, what we as a country believe in. America is great. It's always been great, and Donald Trump is the antithesis of everything that made us who we are.